Everybody in?
Click clack, click clack, moo, cows that type. Once upon a time, there was a farmer named Farmer Brown. He had a problem, and it was this.
His cows like to type.
Yes, his cows like to type. And all day long, he heard...
Click clack moo, click clack moo, clicky clack moo.
At first, he couldn't believe his ears. Cows that type?
Click clack moo, click clack moo, clicky clack moo.
Then he couldn't believe his eyes when he found the letter that the cows had posted on the barn door.
Dear Farmer Bill, the barn is very cold at night. We'd like some electric blanket. Sincerely, the cow.
It was bad enough the cows had found the old typewriter in the barn. Now they wanted electric blankets.
No way, said Farmer Brown. No electric blankets.
So the cows went on strike and left another note on the barn door, which read,
Sorry, we're closed. No milk today.
No milk today, cried Farmer Brown. Yet in the background, he heard the cows busy at work at the typewriter.
Click clack moo, click clack moo, clicky clack moo.
The next day, Farmer Brown got another note, which read,
Dear Farmer Brown, the hens are cold too. They like electric blankets. Sincerely, the cow.
Yes, we are cold too and would like electric blankets.
The cows and the hens were growing impatient with the farmer. They left a new note on the barn door.
Today we're still on strike. And clothes, no milk today.
And we hens are on strike. And closed. No eggs today!
No milk, no eggs!
Cried Farmer Brown. In the background, he heard them.
Click clack moo, click up moo, clicky clack moo.
Cows that type, hens on strike, whoever heard of such a thing, how I can run a farm with no milk and no eggs. Farmer Brown was furious. He got out his own typewriter and wrote, Dear cows and hens, there will be no electric blankets. You are cows and hens. I demand milk and eggs. Sincerely, Farmer Brown.
Farmer Brown needed a neutral party to deliver the note, and so he chose Duck.
Since I am a neutral party, I will deliver the ultimatum to the cows.
The cows held an emergency meeting. All the animals gathered around the barn to
snoop.
But one of them could understand none of them could understand moo language.
All night long, Farmer Brown waited impatiently for an answer to his note to the cows and hens. Early in the morning, Duck returned carrying a note.
Farmer Brown, this note is the answer to your note you wrote to them.
Dear Farmer Brown, we will exchange your typewriter for electric blankets. Leave them outside of the barn door, and we will send Duck over with the typewriter.
Farmer Brown decided that this was a good deal. He left the electric blankets next to the barn door and waited for Duck to come with the typewriter.
But Duck had another idea.
It worked for the cows and it worked for the hens. Maybe it'll work for us ducks. We will use the typewriter before I give it back. Click clack quack, click clack quack, clickety clack quack.
The next morning, Duck delivered the note from the ducks to Farmer Brown.
Dear Farmer Brown, the pond is quite boring. We'd like a diving board. Sincerely, the ducks.
For Farmer Brown had learned a valuable lesson about giving and receiving, so he delivered the electric blankets to the barn for the cows and hens, built a diving board by the pond, and Duck delivered the typewriter to him.